At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Warmer for the low. Welcome to Lovey Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Heaps with myself, Greg Heaps Pierce, and now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast, and we've got a great podcast for you. So in the second segment, we're going to be joined by one of our good friends over at the three-man weave. That would be Matt Cox. Does amazing work taking a look at the game of college basketball. I know that the gentlemen over there at the three-man weave, they are doing a lot of good work on the Almanac to get us set for the upcoming college basketball season. And I know that they've been doing a lot just taking a look at things in terms of projections, taking a look at their top 40 for the upcoming season. So I'm going to pose a question to him in the second segment as to what teams he has looked at that has had a little bit of a change on, whether that be to the positive or the negative. And we're also going to be taking a look at the Dariq Whitehead injury. He wound up having surgery in the offseason. A little bit questionable as to whether or not he's going to be set for the upcoming season. Night number one certainly will be at some point during the season, but night number one a little bit in the balance. So we're going to be asking him about how that winds up affecting Duke and if that's one of the biggest pieces that Duke could be missing towards the beginning of the season. So we're going to have that chat with our good friend Matt in the second segment. In the final segment, wound up doing two conference previews the last 2 days, so we've got a lot of news and notes to be able to clean up on. We wound up seeing some player movement. A pair of guys wind up going to Long Island, as well as they're in a little bit of transition, so we're going to be diving into that in the final segment. And if you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to throw those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letter CM, they mean does not matter. As per usual, please to send these into the timeline. Other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not wind up getting in any Twitter questions today, but had a great chat with Matt. So we're going to be diving into that next right here on Coast to Coast Soups with myself, Greg Experience, and now a part of the VEASAN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
And now part of the Visa Family Podcast, and it is great to be joined by our guests as Matt Cox is one third of the three-man weave and doing an absolutely terrific job of getting us set for the upcoming college basketball season. You're able to follow the three-man weave at the number 3MW underscore CBB. Matt is a man that is out there in the northwest part of the country, does amazing work taking a look at the college basketball landscape, and I know that he is hard at work on the Almanac. That's a little bit of a collaboration between Field of 68, three-man weave, and Heat Check CBB to get set for the upcoming season. And to be able to follow Matt on Twitter, that is at Matthew_Cox. And Matt, always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Mr. Hoops, my pleasure, sir. Let's talk hoops.
Yes, sir. Let's do so. And let's talk about something that wound up happening a little bit over a week ago. And I haven't seen a ton on it, but with that said, I do think that it's something to watch out for the upcoming season. Derek Whitehead, the fact that he wound up having a little bit of offseason surgery, looks like he may or may not be set for the upcoming season. I think this is really something worth noting. Last year wound up having a similar ordeal with AJ Griffin. Griffin wound up missing a little bit of time last year. It wasn't the world's biggest, I guess you'd call it, ordeal, because when they really needed AJ Griffin, a little bit more of a sharp shooter for the team last season, he was there. We remember that first game against North Carolina, he absolutely lit them up. But I do think that it's very important to take a look at Whitehead's status, because I feel like he's going to be a big cog for the Duke Blue Devils team this season, especially on the offensive end, playing sort of that wing position. And without Whitehead towards the beginning of the season, could be a little bit of a struggle for a new-look Duke team.
Yeah, I mean, Duke is, like, stupid deep, but I think Whitehead's the guy, even amongst the 3 5-star blue chippers they have, he's the one who I think is most polished and most ready to make a splash in terms of scoring and shot making and that type of stuff. I mean, we saw what Jeremy Roach did last year down the stretch, like, you know, carried a team that had, what, four or five guys go in the first round. But I think you want another guy that can carry the freight, and that you've seen a lot of Dwayne Wade comparisons to Whitehead, and you watch the tape and it certainly jumps off the screen. They're going to miss him, but they are deep and they are still really long, athletic. And I think Duke's going to have to hang its head on the defensive end to start the year, depending on how long Whitehead is out, or if there's some rust in some sort of load management, maybe they kind of shift back to a more balanced team. But I think it's a team that's going to have to hang its head on the defensive end to start.
Yeah, I think that Duke is going to need to look a little bit more to defense, which that was a little bit of an issue for them when they did wind up having some of their early season struggles last season as well. And even during the NCAA tournament, when they were finding themselves in tough circumstances, it was the offense that had to bail themselves out. And if Derek Whitehead is not in the fold towards the beginning of the season, that would be rather difficult for them. So I do think that it is worth taking note of. And no question, this is a Duke team that I put them number two in the ACC from North Carolina with all that they've done this offseason. And really hard to have a team like a Florida State, like a Virginia, which I think that they're going to be resurgent in an ACC that it looks like it's going to be deeper now than it has been in the last few years. But I do think that Duke, still solidly that number two team. I'm not sure what your overall outlook for them is, but I think when it's all said and done, we're staring at a top 10 team that I don't know if they'll be able to return right to the Final Four like they did last season, but I still think with all that talent, even though it's a little bit raw and, to your point, a tad bit unpolished, still is going to make for a tremendous year for them.
Yeah, the expectation shouldn't change. I think they have that nice blend of the stud blue chip rookies coming in, but they also have some nice veteran pieces that you look at just the DNA of the championship teams they fielded in prior years, you know, specifically the Tyus Jones team that knocked off Wisconsin. That was sort of, you know, you have kind of that veteran point guard with Quinn Cook. You know, Roach can be that guy alongside a presumably healthy Whitehead. And Tyrese Proctor, man, he's the guy that I think people are not talking about. I think Filipowski gets a lot of love. Derek Lively gets a lot of love. But Proctor's the guy that I think is going to really pop and maybe surprise some people who haven't seen him play domestically because he's been playing in the land down under so frequently the last couple of years.
Yep, and also bringing in Jacob Granderson towards the back half of the transfer portal season as well. That should be able to give this team a little bit of pop from three-point range coming off the bench as well. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Matt Cox of the Three-Man Weave. And if I remember correctly, because you guys over there at the Three-Man Weave did your top 40 countdown to begin really conference preview season for you guys. I know that you guys wound up putting Duke at number 7. I believe that your vote for Duke was number 5. As you went through the process of doing this top 40, and I know that you guys actually rank a little bit more than your top 40 when you wind up doing this, were there a few teams that, as you went through the process, you took a look at them and your opinion changed on them a little bit, whether that be to the positive, maybe you didn't identify a piece or two that is going to be big for this season towards the forefront, because let's face it, there were over 1,600 players that wound up entering into the transfer portal, so it winds up getting very difficult to track all these guys, or vice versa, as you took a look at a team a little bit more, you just feel a little bit more bearish about them?
Well, I think there's one that I was probably too low on. I'll start there. Like Indiana, my alma mater, I ranked them 24th, and actually Kai and Jim were not too far off for me in that, but hey, it just looked more at the roster. When you watch a team too closely, I think you tend to focus more on the flaws than the positives. And while I alluded to how good their defense was last year and should be this season, I was probably over fixated on the fact that they couldn't shoot. They haven't been able to shoot in the last decade, basically, of that program's existence since Tom Crean's left. They haven't addressed that concern in the offseason. But I think you look at the roster and it's just like, there's just so much talent, so much experience, so much athleticism that you know defense is going to be top 10 elite. And the offense has a lot more upside. Jalen Hood-Schifino coming to the fold. Now, he's not a shooter, but he's like kind of a great playmaker creator that can coexist or come in spell for Xavier Johnson, who we know is very feast or famine. It was a lot of feast late in the season. He was nothing short of magnificent down the stretch, as much as the Indiana naysayers want to throw shade at him. But I think you need another guy who can create some stuff as opposed to you're just relying on TJD to make something happen inside or relying on Xavier Johnson. So I think Indiana's a team I was probably nudged closer to my top 10 if I had to do it all over again. But Illinois I was really high on. I still think they're the Big Ten favorite by a slight hair.
I agree. I do think that Indiana should be that number one team going into the season in the Big Ten. And then from there, I do think that it's interesting to take a look at sort of Michigan versus Indiana for that 2A, 2B, because I do see a lot of similarities with both of these teams. Hunter Dickinson comes back for Michigan. For Indiana, you do wind up bringing back Trace Jackson Davis. Both of these guys are going to be two of the better big men in all of college basketball. I know that over there at the Three-Man Weave, You guys wound up ranking these teams very similarly as well. I believe that Michigan wound up coming in 24 and Indiana wound up coming in 25. So that's pretty much you guys saying it's pretty much a stalemate coming into season. And
yep,
right there with you. And when it comes to the Big Ten in general, I've had this conversation a few times on this podcast, but I take a look at the Big Ten and I think that we would both be in agreement. There's no real set Final Four contender. If you're looking at one, it's Illinois, but I don't know if I will put them in the category of a Final Four contender. But I do feel like the middle is very wide open. Wisconsin winds up taking quite a few steps back. You've got a Rutgers team that they're going to be solid on defense. Can they wind up generating any offense whatsoever? That's a big question mark that you've got for them. Maryland bringing in Kelvin Willard. I don't necessarily have the world's highest expectations there. You're able to go down the line, and I'm not sure about you, but I do think that this could be that year that we wind up seeing a team that maybe we don't project too high, and I'm not saying that Penn State or Nebraska is going to be able to sneak up and be able to do solid work. If I were to give it to a team, I'd be giving it to Minnesota personally, but it could be a year in which you wind up seeing one of those teams that maybe is projected towards bottom three, bottom four, be able to win a few games that they're not supposed to and really shoot up the standings when nobody expects it.
Yeah, right. I mean, Rutgers and Penn State are, you know, they're going to be as feisty as ever. And then Northwestern is still not talent depleted at all. I know they lost Nance, but there's still some horses there. And I'm kind of high on Nebraska this season, and Minnesota proved that they can be a thorn in people's side as well. I think it's the flattest the league hierarchy has looked in a while. I don't think those teams can actually win it. I mean, the one team I'm like obligated to give a, you know, if you're going to throw a flyer on, take Iowa. Like every year Iowa's disrespected, maybe just by me and the three-man weave guys, but I think this is the one year where it's like they lost a lot too, and they don't really have a solid surefire point guard. But Fran McCaffrey just continues to outpace my expectations year over year. Here's the year I'm going to finally change my tune. This seems like the proper season to do so and ride with the Hawkeyes.
And I believe that out of the gentlemen of the three-man weave, I think that you actually wound up having Iowa the lowest, which I do think that that's interesting as well, because when you take a look at a team like Iowa, I think the way that you evaluate them nationally versus the way that you evaluate them in the Big Ten should be a little bit different as well, because we even wound up seeing it last year. They wind up bowing out in the first round of the NCAA tournament, but in Big Ten season, this team was very good. Even without Keegan Murray, they nearly go on the road. They knock off a Purdue team. Then turns out after the first month of the season, they were not who we thought they were, to use the reverse of that Dennis Green quote from many, many years ago. And I think that when it comes to Iowa, just because they play a little bit of a different blend of basketball, it actually works out well in the Big Ten, because in the Big Ten, we were talking about Indiana and Michigan having so many similarities. And you see a lot of teams across the conference just play slow, they run things through the big man, and or they play the Wisconsin style where they don't necessarily have as much size, but they just play a methodical style, which the whole objective is to not turn the ball over, get to the free throw line. And I think that really these teams that they wind up zagging play a little bit of a different style while everyone else is zigging. That actually allows for a team to be able to rise up the conference standings and gives a little bit of a different element that teams are preparing for, which gives that team that's playing that unique style a leg up.
I agree. I think it gives them higher upside. That's a double-edged sword. Certainly, we've seen Iowa be exposed by the Big Ten's physicality. But more recently, you're right, that pendulum has swung back in Iowa's favor. They've had some big-time horses come through the last few years, no doubt about that. And they also unleashed some defensive pressure last season, right? You know, I think it's kind of a evidence that Fran is, you know, while he gets a reputation as being an old curmudgeon with a sour grapes attitude all the time, he can adapt and he's willing to adapt. And I expect him to do the same thing this year with this roster. It looks a little faster, more versatile. We saw elements of that last season. I think they'll really lean into that this year. So Chris Murray kind of being the hallmark of that roster and kind of building different versatile types of lineups, different looks defensively, and just an overall more balanced scoring attack.
I do agree with you, as Matt Cox does a great job over there at the three, man. He's joining me on Coast to Coast Hoops. And Matt, something else I thought was interesting about the top 40 that you guys wanted putting out there for the Big Ten is that I know that a team, just from taking a look at your rankings for it, they were rather high on, because we're taking a look at teams that maybe are a little bit more bullish, slash a little bit more bearish on. A team that you seem to be quite bullish on is Xavier. You guys wound up ranking them 23. I believe that your ranking on them was either 16 or 17. And I think that this is a pretty spot on ranking from you, because I do like the pieces that wind up coming in for this team. You bring in Sean Miller, a guy that wound up having a lot of success. And then Sule Boom, I felt like was one of the best pieces to be added to any roster in the offseason. I know that guys like Bale or Shireman and company wanted getting a little bit more love, but I do not think that Soule Boom should be forgotten about whatsoever. And I just take a look at the entirety of the Big East, along with Xavier. You're able to throw in their teams like a Butler. I like what Providence wound up doing in the offseason. You're able to go down the line. And I do think that this was the conference in general that did the best job in the transfer portal, that had the best overall offseason. And I do think that one of the biggest moves that was made this entire offseason was by that team that you're quite high on in Xavier.
Boom, I sort of, not to use a stupid pun here, but he has that kind of boomer bust makeup to his game with just his explosiveness in the open core. But I think in a situation like Xavier, where he has a lot of horses around him, under a coach like Sean Miller, who I think does a nice job of taming his point guard, so to speak, and really playing for the strength of his teams, which at Arizona were always in the paint. I remember just how well he weaponized Zeke Nnaji during the Nico Mannion season. And he has Jack Nungy and Zach Fremantle, who might be the most underrated front court in the country. I don't think people realize how dominant Nungy was down the stretch, how good Fremantle was at times. He just needs to stay healthy. And then you have the Colby Jones breakout thing looming with, you know, role players like Adam Kunkel and Kai Tandy and Jerome Hunter, the former Hoosier. There's just a lot to like here. It has a very Sean Miller at Arizona-esque type feel to it. You know, I think Arizona fans would tell you there's an inherent ceiling to what that looks like, but there's a pretty high floor. It's just something that feels so warm and fuzzy about him boomerang back to Cincy that just feels right. A lot of things just have a good feeling about that team this season, both on the floor and off the floor.
I agree with you. I think that Xavier is in for a very good season. And then something that we've seen in college basketball over the last few weeks as well is a lot of volatility as well. And with Xavier, it's not like they're bringing in a bunch of pieces. Soule Boom is really that main guy that winds coming in via the transfer portal. A lot of guys after that NIT run, they just decided to stick around. So that's actually very good for Sean Miller, in my opinion, having a lot of camaraderie, having guys that they wound up playing with one another last season. But what do you make out of over the last few weeks with, shall we say, the Keontae Johnson trickle-down effect? Because we did see Keontae Johnson. He was out there in the transfer portal, decided to go to Kansas State. I think that we both be in agreement. If he's able to play a full season, that is a very good for Kansas State. But from there, you wind up seeing Western Kentucky poach Emmanuel Acott away from Memphis. Memphis from there winds getting Demoria Franklin from UIC, and UIC, I don't think that they've been able to get in anything ever since, but if there is a trickle-down effect, I'm sure that some D2 school probably loses out on their top scorer as well. But what have you made out of so many of these guys that they wind up moving late in the portal? Because no doubt, the Keontae Johnson ordeal, it is a very unique one, but I feel like someone like a Demoria Franklin going to Memphis, if he's even able to be eligible immediately, I don't know what sort of an impact he's able to make there. And when you wind up seeing moves this late in the offseason, typically it does not wind up panning out for either player or team.
Yeah, one that you mentioned that does matter. Most of them I sort of shrugged at and rolled my eyes at. But I think Acott to the Tops was really enticing. I just love the top two in that league this season, with UAB, I think, being the prevailing front runner, but North Texas being the team you just can't count out no matter who they have, as long as Grant McCaslin is roaming the sidelines. Western Kentucky, I know they've been frustrating the last few years, but like that talent crop they have this season is next level good. And as much, you know, shade as you want to throw towards Stansberry, he's fielded, you know, top 50 caliber teams in the last decade. I mean, so he's proven he can turn power conference talent into a power conference caliber team. And when you're talking about winning the CUSA, you know, if you're a middle of the road, high end power conference caliber team, that's usually good enough to win that league, right? So that's what UAB has, a power conference makeup. Look at the talent they have. And Western Kentucky's right there with them. North Texas doesn't maybe quite have that on paper, but they make up for that with the coaching. So just all the Acott thing to Western Kentucky, I think, makes that like a true three-horse race. And then you have a lot of deep teams right behind them, too. It's just a deep league this year.
I agree with you. When it comes to the outlook of Conference USA, I do think that it is quite a bit better. I think the UAB has a chance at an at-large bid. Western Kentucky, I think that they've got the potential to be a top 50 team. You mentioned North Texas. I think that it's going to be a very solid conference, one that is going to look very different next year, by the way. The unfortunate part of conference realignment, the Sun Belt, it's going to be a whole different look. And you know what? Things are looking a little bit different right now for the three-man weave, but for all the better, because I know that you guys are getting set for the upcoming college basketball season. You guys do amazing work year in and year out, just being able to get people prepared for the upcoming college basketball season. I know that you guys are very hard at work on the Almanac and so much more. So let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media and everything that you got going on.
Yeah, we got one last week here as we frantically track down final roster changes for all these teams. That's the one thing, the Almanac. It's been a grind trying to perfect these rosters, but I think we're going to have a pretty good Bible of the final list of names on every team. So that's what we're working on behind the scenes. Be sure to check that out. You got to buy it, of course, first. That's at 3MW_CBB. Go to our Twitter handle, and we will have that plastered all over the feed as we are promoting it shamelessly at this point in the stage. So it's all up to our promotion and the design guys behind the scenes to get that ready to go.
And the three-man weave guys, along with HX, CBB, Field of 68, they're doing an absolutely amazing job on that one, as from what I hear, it's going to be 600,000 words. So there's going to be no shortage of information to get you set for the upcoming college basketball season. Whenever the gentlemen of the three-man we've joined this podcast, they always bring great insights, much like Matt did today. Big thanks to him for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. Coming up next, in back-to-back days, that's why I'm doing a conference preview on this podcast. So we've got some news and notes from the last 72 hours of college basketball to round up. So we shall do that next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
And we're back here, lovely Las Vegas, for Jessica Seeps with myself, Greg Spears, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. All the gentlemen over at the Three Man Weave do absolutely incredible work. It is great to get any of them on today. It was Matt Cox who wound up lending his insights. Always a pleasure to be able to get him aboard. And it is going to be a great season. They are getting us set for what is going to be an incredible 2022-23 campaign. So big thanks to Matt for joining me in the last segment. Now, since I wound up doing quite a few conference previews the last few days, it is that time of the podcast. I give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we wound up seeing in college basketball over what is going to be technically the last 72 hours, now I will say. We really didn't see too much on Saturday, so it's pretty much like the last 48 hours of college basketball news and notes. But that said, we did wind up seeing some movement as Lamont Evans IV, he was at South Florida last season. Unfortunately, our good friend Mr. Lamont Evans did not wind up playing really at all. He has decided that he is going to be going to St. Louis. Looks like he's going to be a little bit of a walk-on guy, so we did see a little bit of movement on that front. And Long Island, a team that wound up dealing with a lot in the offseason as they wound up canning the previous coaching staff, and they're going to be looking to Rod Strickland. If you remember Rod Strickland, yes, the same guy that played in the NBA for many, many different seasons. He takes over the program, and Amadou Fall, he winds up entering into the program along Trey Booker. Fall was at Arkansas Pine Bluff last season. Really did not wind up playing a lot while he was at Arkansas Pine Bluff. He's a junior college transfer and a relatively solid junior college transfer. He's 6'10". He should be able to offer a good body. And if he's able to stay out there on the floor, I think that he could be a rather productive guy. But certainly you would like to see things be a little bit better on that front with everything that they wind up losing in guys like Tyron Flowers and company. And they also are going to be bringing in Trey Booker. I believe that is short for Trayvon Booker. He was at Livingston College last season, did not wind up seeing a whole heck of a lot of playing time while I was at Livingston College, but should be able to fortify things a little bit more for this team as well. So you do wind up seeing a pair of guys wind up entering into the program on that front. For Cleveland State, another team that is going through a coaching change, this one a little bit less sudden as Dennis Gates, he very early during the offseason decided that he was going to be taking the job at Missouri. They bring in a pair of guys as well. Chase Robinson, he was at UIS last season, and he is going to be coming in from the D2 level. He was an all-freshman performer in the GLVC, that is out in the Midwest part of the country, that is at the D2 level. And for those wondering before I go further, UIS, that stands for University of Illinois Springfield, but it's actually been a little bit of a fall off for our good friend Robinson over his last few seasons. His best year was his freshman year, where at Springfield he was averaging 15.5 points, a little bit over a steal per contest, put in there about 4 rebounds per game, and shot 39.5% from 3. Has shot sub 30% from 3 last 2 years, averaging 17.5 points and a little bit over a steal, 2.2 assists per contest 2 seasons ago. Last year that wound up going down to 13.5 points per game, though I will say steals were actually at an all-time high. He was averaging right around 1.4, 1.5 steals per contest. He was able to log in there right around 5 rebounds per game. 6'1", he's going to be a little bit undersized in the Ryzen League, but someone who was able to do a very very solid job at the D2 level. I think that he can go into Cleveland State. I think that he could be able to make a little bit of an impact. And then the other guy that comes in for Cleveland State that they are certainly going to be looking to with all the pieces that they did wind up losing this offseason, that'd be Paxton Payne. He comes in from UMKC, better known as Kansas City, and last season just did not wind up playing at all. He wound up redshirting 2 seasons ago. He was able to average about 2.5 points per contest. Someone that stands 6'2" should be able to contribute in the backcourt, so we shall see what winds up happening there. And then mainly for the other guys that wound up having movement over the last few days, because we do have right around 1,800 guys in the transfer portal. North of 40% of them have yet to decide where they are going to be going to school. Many of them decide that they're going to be going down to the non-D1 level, like Isaac Miller wound up playing one game last year at Eastern Illinois. He's going to be going to Goshen College. I believe that that is a junior college, and probably going to look to play there for a year or two, see if he can be able to help out his stock, try to resurface at some point and try to be able to get onto a D1 roster where he's seeing a little bit more playing time. Quincy Fibre, you got to feel like he's going to be in that same fold after he wound up having a solid freshman year at Portland. Did not wind up playing at all during the 2021-22 season, but a few seasons ago, 2019-20 campaign, as a true freshman, a little bit over 3 points, 2 assists per contest, shot 40% from three-point range, top 16, 17 minutes per contest, so proved that at the D1 level and not such a bad conference that he was able to be a solid player, so we shall see what happens there. This is an interesting name to say. Hopefully, I do not wind up getting this one incorrect, but Jaka Pridontvic. He was playing at Hawaii, 6'5", just did not wind up seeing the floor too much. A little bit of a designated rebounder. He goes down to South Dakota School of the Mind, so we are seeing a lot of these guys that they just wound up being, for lack of a better term, a little bit of flameouts, go from the D1 level to the non-D1 level. Brad Alverson, he was just unable to see very many minutes whatsoever at Western Carolina, and you may recall, his brother was able to really tear it up in Matt Halverson. Halverson was just not able to see the floor in Brad Alverson. His brother Matt, he was a solid player at Florida Gulf Coast, wound up having 2 years in which he averaged more than 11.5 points per game at Western Carolina. Just never happened for Brad. He, as a result, has decided that he is going to be going down to Virginia Wise. So do not get it confused. It is not the other Halverson who is out of eligibility. He wound up playing 5 full seasons. So he is not going to be at the D1 level this year. But Jordan Priester, he also is not going to be at the D1 level. Began his career at Bethune-Cookman and wasn't a bad player for North Florida last year. A guy that I thought was going to be able to make a little bit of an impact after he averaged just under a steal per contest, 4 points per game, shot 30% from three-point range as a 6'5", a little bit of a combo player. He has decided that he is going to be going down to Limestone College, and then this was a case of a guy that I thought was going to be able to develop and never really did. Kai Kostmeyer, he wanted going into Bryant with a little bit of expectation. He was limited to right around 6 games due to injury a few seasons ago. Was able to put up 4 points, few rebounds, had some versatility being able to shoot threes at 6'8", just could never stay healthy. Now he goes down to Anderson College looking for a little bit of a new lease on life for his college basketball career, and have no fear, because you've always got a day-to-day lease on this podcast, because every single day I give you a new podcast during the offseason, news and notes of college basketball, and as you heard the last few days on this podcast, conference previews as well. We've got a few mid-major conferences still to do. The SWAC on the Sun Belt are going to be coming up in terms of the mid-major level, and then we wind up diving into these power conferences, so we are full steam ahead on those. And if you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Heaps, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to listen. First one is my Twitter timeline at junit_81. Keep in mind, letters M, they mean does not matter. As per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way, it is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. A big thanks to Matt Cox of the 3-Man Weave for joining me in the last segment. I'll be coming at you guys every single day throughout the year on this podcast, and once we get in season, fix and analysis on every single game, every single day, so I will chat with you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.